Welcome to Dish Nation!
Now, Jason Momoa says he's a dirtbag, and we'll tell you why he's proud of it.
Well, okay then, Gary. Also, Ian Somerhalder says he doesn't miss Hollywood at all.
And are Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen using inspirational quotes to send subs to each other? Ooh. But wait, what you got first, Jesse?
Ice-T says the key to him and Coco Austin's 20-plus year marriage is sex.
Okay.
And not just any type of sex, y'all. Jungle sex. Mm-hmm. Listen to what the man said. That flame has to stay lit. When that flame goes out and you're not really attracted to each other anymore, you have to address that very quickly because it's something that's necessary. He also calls Coco his teammate and said, you can't be opponents, assets, or liabilities. You gotta value each other.
Solid advice.
How y'all feel about that? Y'all be having jungle sex?
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do. Their relationship's working.
Yeah, I think that's the pimp in him. Yeah, he's always had that like pimpish kind of mentality. Yeah, I don't know if y'all remember his music and stuff back in the day. His ex-wife in the before Darlene. She was almost naked with the cane.
And stayed with a baddie.
My first real boyfriend, he used to take me to this place called Achobee. And to keep our relationship spicy, we did do a little of that. We did, like, at the Achobee, it was like those rooms that you rent for like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And we used to get the jungle theme room.
Really?
Wow. We used to get our
So it's like a themed hotel kind of.
Yeah.
What was in the jungle thing the room? Like,
so it's like a strip in Miami jungle? Called the Achobee.
The Anchovy?
No, Achobee.
Oh.
It's short for Okeechobee, but we say the Achobee.
We had the bookstores when I was in.
The bookstores?
Yes. That's what we called it.
Oh, my God.
That's a different kind of library.
The guybrary.
Boys and girls. The guybrary?
Yeah. Well, moving on from jungle sex to being a straight-up dirtbag. Now, during an interview describing the show on The Room, Jason Momoa referred to himself as a dirtbag.
Oh.
But he said the term doesn't mean what people might assume it means. Here's what he said. I grew up rock climbing. I traveled the world climbing, and that's what a dirtbag is. It's a climber. I used to live out of my car, carry my world and my rucksack. So, from the climber's point of view, dirtbag is just someone who really is into nature, who's constantly on the road. That's what the show's about.
You know what?
Yeah,
you did really good.
That's how it sounds in my head.
You know what? Suddenly, I'm into dirtbags now.
Yeah?
Really?
Suddenly, I just have an urge to get a dirtbag.
Could you be with a man who's like climbing around and hanging and maybe not showering for a weekend?
I mean, I love to climb in, so yeah.
And I love about Jason is the fact that he is unapologetically who he is. I remember there was a run of time where he was wearing the same pants for a long time on all these interviews. Like, yo, he don't care about this Hollywood stuff. He don't care about everything being new. Like, yo, I like dirt.
Love about him so much is that he was married to Lisa Bonet. That's just everything to black people.
Too. They both was very earthy. They had a very earthy relationship. Is he single now?
Why
you smiling so hard, Jesse?
Jesse, you just shooting shots at all the men
you're talking about now? It's good news.
I think I see where the wind is.
Love good news.
You're going to catch Jesse with a couple, like, climbing grips on her body.
Jesse, what you doing this weekend?
Rock climbing.
Belay on, Jason. Belay on. All right, y'all. Moving on. Former Vampire Diary star Ian Somerhalder says he's very happy he ditched Hollywood for the simple life. So Ian and his wife, Nikki Reed, you guys might remember from the Twilight trilogy. They took their two babies and they moved to a farm outside of L.A. Ian said, I don't miss any of it. I love making films and I just did it for so long. We had an amazing run.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, the burnout in Hollywood is real.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at them for getting away before Hollywood ate them up, chewed them up, and spit them out.
Well, Tanner, you love Hollywood. I mean, to come here, what was it like?
I mean, this is still Hollywood. Atlanta is Hollywood. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
That's true. We in Hollywood right now. We just in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta's like Hollywood of the South.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But the crazy thing is, like, it must be something so peaceful and cathartic about planting vegetation and growing it out.
What do you guys all see yourselves doing once you're done with Hollywood?
I'm thinking about doing drag.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to wait.
You could do that on the weekend.
I wouldn't mind being a farmer too, because like this is gonna come a point in time, probably in the very near future.
Grow weed.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
It's oversaturated. Maybe shrooms, but but the weed game's a little oversaturated.
I wouldn't farm.
Beats?
I'm gonna raise my son.
Yes.
Be the best mommy I can be.
Aww. That's the best job in the world.
Mama Brad.
All right, well, y'all know Tom Brady and Giselle unbunched themselves over a year ago.
Right.
And recently during the IG Live, a fan asked Giselle her favorite mantra. And Jesse, can you hit us with what she said?
Yeah, sure. I like don't take things personally. That's the one thing I'm focusing on at the moment.
For your consideration.
Thank you. Where's my Oscar?
You know, seems simple enough, but she might have been responding to a cryptic post from Tom from about a month earlier. Now, Tom shared a Muhammad Ali quote which said, "A man is his heart. A lying, cheating heart means a lying, cheating man. A loving, merciful heart means a loving, merciful man."
That's
a
mouthful.
What's the correlation?
Did Tom cheat?
Well, in the football game, arguably.
Yeah.
He cheated her by continuing to play.
That's right.
She was like, yo, you said you were going to stay home.
Right.
So why do fans think that she's shading him?
I don't know. Like, it seems like it's a little bit of a reach to try to stir the pot. Sometimes there ain't no problems.
Right.
Sometimes people just unconsciously uncouple. You know what I mean? Like, they ain't always smoke. Like, I think they went through the patch that they went through. They live in separate lives. And my man reading Muhammad Ali quotes. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that there's a world where they get back together?
Ooh. I don't think so.
He should go in the Golden Bachelor as, like, but like a young old dude.
Yeah, because you say he ain't old.
But he do old people stuff.
He do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet
he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, who's doing that?
Well, he'll be good for you, Jesse.
Okay. We got radio.
That's true.
Okay, all right, y'all. It is time for
Dizzy Dish Coming.
Okay, y'all all know that big clappers have been popular for women for a while. Big clappers. Big old.
I like how he's cupping it low.
Yeah.
He's cupping it low.
Oh my that's actually American Sign Language for clappers. I don't know. That's not true. Don't quote me on that.
Their breath?
No. That's okay.
If they're hanging.
Big old cheeks been popular for a while. But guess what? Experts say that the trend has lunged across the aisle, and now men want big booties too. Olympic trainer Gareth Sapstead said more guys are looking to build the strength and size of their glutes now. You can hide a lack of abs, but you can't hide if you got a pancake butt.
Oh, Lord, honey. Lord.
I have been known to really like football booties.
Okay.
Yeah. I like where the booty be perky and it sits up, like right under the back. So I do like that. But is that what people are buying? The football
women
booties?
Women buying those booties and not men are doing it. I think it's a good thing that I was really thinking about doing it myself. I have a friend that's a plastic surgeon, but I didn't want to be too obvious.
Mm-hmm. Would y'all be getting y'all booties done, guys?
I have a big butt for a white guy. I do.
Oh, you do?
You do too?
I do. You haven't seen my cakes walking around?
Demonstrate it.
I've never
seen
him.
Demonstrate it.
No, I don't want to do this right now on TV.
Demonstrate it.
No, look, because I do squats. Hold on a second.
Oh, my God.
You trying to tell me? Come on now. Come on now, Jesse.
Okay.
Okay.
The gluteus is maximus.
Yeah. The gluteus
is all guaranteed.
Are men really getting BBLs?
Boy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This is Atlanta.
Yeah.
I definitely see some dudes walking around with a HBL.
Y'all. Rob Lowe's out here texting men accidentally.
Hey, Rob. My DM's open.
Not like that, Gary. We've got more details after the break. Maybe he'll text you after your HBL.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
All right, y'all. Rob Lowe may be a talented actor, but his texting skills are similar to Gary's.
Uh-oh.
So this past award season, Robert Downey Jr. won a Golden Globe and gave an amazing speech, while unfortunately Bradley Cooper, who was also nominated, did not win in his category. Well, see how it went for when he attempted to congratulate Robert, except he only managed to remind Bradley of that big fat L that he took instead. Take a look.
So Downey does this amazing acceptance speech at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for him. So I text him, so glad you won. That is the most beautiful acceptance speech I have heard in a long time. Boy, do you deserve it. I hit it and I realize, oh, I just sent that to Bradley Cooper.
Who did not win at the Golden Globes.
Who did not win.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, I got to make it better. And I said, no, I meant that for Robert Downey Jr. I went, no, that's even worse. Like,
yeah,
I feel worse.
Yeah, that is worse. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, they were.
I'd inputted the wrong numbers under the wrong names.
You can unsend those, you know.
I didn't know.
One time I definitely was texting with a buddy about this date that I was supposed to go on. Mm. And I tried to text him. I was like, I don't know. I'm going to go, but I think she's crazy. And I accidentally sent that to her.
Oh, yeah.
What's he saying?
We've been in a serious relationship now for years. No, I'm kidding. No, like, I did not get that date. She ended that immediately, and I was like, oops.
Man, you gotta be careful. Yeah.
Did you even try to, like, moonwalk out of that situation?
Oh, I did. I tried hard. Didn't work.
Damn.
It happens.
Well, moving on, another rap list has made the waves, and this time it's murder. Because Ja Rule did not make the list, and he had this to say about it.
Oh, Lord.
850 rappers dead, alive, or waiting to be born better than me at Billboard. Congrats to everyone on the list. Well deserved, but check my resume. Now, to be fair, Ja Rule did give more context to why he should be on that list. He said, my thing was, this is a list comprised by Billboard. They do numbers and statistics. So if I'm not mistaken, okay, so that list is impossible to make without Ja Rule being on it. It's statistically impossible. Mm. And he also pointed out that there were artists that don't even have number one records or number one albums that made the list.
Mm. Who was that, Mr. T-Talk?
A mixture of. It was mostly, yeah. You know, because Ja Rule's voice is somewhere in the middle of DMX and Mr. T.
Yeah, between DMX and Mr. T.
Depends on if he has, like, a mucus in his lungs or not. I mean, here's the thing. Like, Ja Rule has quotables. Mm. If I walked into a room and said, what's my mother loving name?
Are you Ellie?
There's not too many rappers who have that same ability to be able to do that, man. Like, man, like, the late 90s to early 2000s, like, that dude had a song on the radio at all times. Big bops.
In the charts, this is true.
We cried again. Oh, yeah. Even the remakes were better than, like, other remakes we saw rappers do. Like, he definitely is legendary.
He brought Bobby Brown back out. Thug Lovin' in front of the helicopter. Oh, dude was sweating for no reason. Well, it probably was a reason. Yeah. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, yo, man, Ja Rule got joints, man.
When we gonna get over this hip-hop list thing and get something more R&B?
That's true. Where's the R&B list,
too? Yeah, people be mad at that, too. I remember, like, Dionne Warwick was, like, not where she should have been on a list. Yeah. And it was fire about that.
But she walked on by, though, honey, so that's all we matter.
Well, speaking of R&B, coming up next, find out which R&B artist known for his grown and sexy tunes said absolutely not to playing his own music in the bedroom.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hola, and welcome back. Now, Ginuwine wants to get in your jeans, but not to his own music, y'all. So, in an interview, Ginuwine, whose catalog of hits includes some sexually suggestive tracks like Pony and Leave It In, he was asked if he ever made love to his own music, and he said no. Absolutely not. But he added that he was in the old school, you know, hits like the artists like Marvin Gaye, Jodeci, when it came time to, like, you know, getting busy in the sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Really? No Tyrese?
He's not hunching to So Anxious?
No.
Oh, my God. So Anxious.
At least a cover of your own song.
He don't want to hear himself, y'all. And you don't turn him on to hear himself.
But what about if it was a cover version of Pony?
No.
But you know what? I don't understand that, honestly. When I was having sex, I don't want no damn listening to no particular song. I would put the radio on because I didn't want to hear the noise. That's why I did it.
But I go radio silent. I don't want to hear nothing.
Really? I have to have the noise, the music. I don't want to hear the reverberation.
I don't want to hear
the other person to be making all the noise.
Variety is the spice of life. Sometimes the soundtrack is good. Sometimes no soundtrack is good. But the radio with the commercials and everything?
Yes.
Then when a Top Dog Law commercials come on.
Gary's in the middle of it. Suddenly it's O'Reilly.
Right.
Or Shaq in the General.
Yeah.
Just give me the radio, man. I ain't got no damn music.
Imagine having sex and hearing, when you need a car, a truck or a rain. No.
Mattress giant. Ooh, ah.
Well, this could be one reason Penelope Cruz is against her kids having cell phones. She don't want them looking up sexy songs.
Ah. Mm.
So in a recent interview, Penelope opened up about her life as a mom to her daughter Luna and her son Leo. Luna's 10, Leo is 12, and she revealed that she doesn't allow her two kids to have cell phones. She said this, You know, it's so easy to be manipulated, especially if you have a brain that is still forming. And who pays the price? Not us, not our generation. Who, maybe at 25, learned how to a BlackBerry works? It's a cruel experiment on children, on teenagers.
I mean, seriously,
I had to look at you twice to make sure it was still you.
Yes. Thank you.
That's very good.
Where is my Oscar?
Very good. Very, yes. Very good.
Where is my award? Y'all ain't never give me nothing.
Yeah. All right, little Richard.
I mean, if it's not a phone, it's going to be a computer. It's going to be when they're at school. Yeah. It's going to be their friend's phone or somebody else's phone.
God.
Like, they're going to see it anyway. It's inevitable. So you better just give them that talk and talk to them about it and tell them, you know, what's good and what's not good and just hope that they take your advice.
Mm. Babies are born with, like, iPads now. There's no, like, come on now. Yeah. They come out the womb knowing how to scroll through an iPad. Like, you have to, like, kids need cell phones. It's just maybe you can put restrictions on it.
Yeah. I do feel like the eyeglass business is going to be booming for the next generation of people who have had a screen in their face their entire time.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be mad nearsighted kids with them thick-ass glasses.
Gen Z is going to be some blind bats. Mm. Yeah. Wow.
They're also probably not going to care about nudes either, the way that, like, our generation was like, whoa, 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 because... Imagine if you had a camera phone when you were a teenager.
Yo. Yeah.
Oh, my friends who are teachers right now, they said the nudes be flying.
I bet.
Yeah.
And even just like explicit content. Do you realize the Indiana Jones level of stuff that we had to do back in our day in order to see some pornographic? You know what I'm saying?
Now like, they see it.
You just have to work hard for it.
Yeah, yeah. Now it just comes to them. Yeah, it's crazy.
Just type it in.
Just type it all in. Okay, don't do that. Don't do that, boys and girls, if you're watching. All right, up next, a sitcom legend revealed he almost joined the mob. Find out who when we come back. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. We might know Ed O'Neill from Modern Family and Married with Children, but we could have known him as a real-life gangster because Ed recently revealed that he almost joined the mob, y'all.
Wow.
The opportunity presented itself way back in 1969 after he was cut from the Pittsburgh Steelers during college and didn't know what to do next. So now broke, Ed had a friend in the mob world offer him a job, and he said he would be protected. Now, Ed's dad had seen them together and said, if you don't like jail, don't hang out with them. Ed turned down the job offer and left town to pursue acting, and the rest is history, guys.
Wow. So he could have been the next John Gotti?
Could have been.
He could have been the next Frank Lucas.
He's got one of those faces.
He does. Like, I never thought about him in that light until this story, and now I could see it.
Now I want a mob, like, I want him to be a mobster or something. Yes.
Just imagine if, like, you know, we don't know Ed O'Neill, the actor, but we know Eddie the Machete O'Neill from Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Eddie O'Shotgun Neil. Wait, okay, hold on. If y'all were in the mob, what would your mob names be?
Ooh. Mm,
probably name myself Shaky.
They like might call Gary Shake and Take.
Yeah.
What about your name, hey Craig?
Like Blondie. That. Blondie would be good. Mm. For you?
Well, everybody would know like who to look out for.
No, because they'll think of somebody white when you think of a black blonde.
Black blonde. That would be a good one.
Black blonde.
Black blonde. Oh, you see that dirty Q-tip coming, you know. Better start running.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.